specifically, I'm asking them to take a proactive approach to handling the seismicity issue, which would require that we put in a moratorium in the previously identified high-risk seismic activity zones.
The a moratorium on any further wastewater injections?
Yeah, whether it be domestically produced or imported from out of state, which we have been doing as of late.
And I'm afraid that I had you over-modulated when you were doing that first thing when I asked you what you're asking the Corporation Commission to do. If you could repeat that for me, please.
I'm asking them to take a proactive approach to handling this seismicity issue, which instead of reacting to the problem, I'd like us to come up with a solution beforehand. And I think a moratorium in the high-risk seismicity area is a must at this point.
Will you be meeting with the Corporation Commission, or are you going to have them over at the Capitol to visit with them, or what?
You know, we can do that, but we've done that several times. The past, I think, 3 years running, Representative Jason Murphy and I, Jason being there in Logan County, and I have hosted an interim study. But at this point, you know, we're 4 years into this, and really don't have a proactive plan put in place. We're 2 years into the governor's council on seismicity. We still don't have a proactive plan. Everything that we have done has been epicenter-oriented. Okay, we had an earthquake here. Let's react and draw up a plan on how to maybe not have any more there, including this recent 5.8. You know, when you're reacting to 5.8 magnitude earthquakes, that's a really poor plan, and we've seen that not only the increase in frequency, but we've seen an increase in the strength. And I don't know why we refused to put a plan in place to not have them anymore, to reduce the risk, instead of, you know, we're doing things after the fact. And it's like living in a laboratory. It's a terrible idea.
This has been ongoing now for 2 years, and what will it take to get the state of Oklahoma government off of high center into actually doing some serious plans? And as you say, take the high road, do plans, don't just react.
I don't know what it takes. I get asked that question quite frequently. It's either going to take increased involvement from constituents, which I've seen, you know, hundreds of them up at the Capitol previously, and we still haven't gotten any action from government. I'm hoping it doesn't actually take catastrophic life, loss of life or property, but I'm becoming more and more cynical that that's what's going to be required. I mean, if you look at what we had in Pawnee, you had a 5.8 up there. You had people actually lose their homes because of it. You had pretty significant damage to property, both commercial and residential. Luckily, no significant injuries or loss of life. And, you know, we shut those wells down only temporarily. They're already back to injecting it at half capacity or at half their previous volumes. That, to me, doesn't show that the government is actually taking it very seriously at all. You know, you're having closed-door meetings with the industry, and after those closed-door meetings with the industry, you're back to injecting at half volume. To me, that's a disservice to our constituents.
What's next on your agenda in dealing with this issue?
Well, you know, we don't go back into session until February. You know, I think I would be tilting at windmills if I said I'd like to repeal 809, Senate Bill 809, which would allow municipalities and counties to have a more active role in regulating. You know, if you've seen in Logan County, you have at least one commissioner that's saying, you know, we'd like to shut down the injection wells in Logan County because, you know, none of our structures are built to withstand seismic activity, and he's concerned about ever-increasing damage. From my role, I really want the conversation to keep going, and I want to get to a critical mass where the Corporation Commission who has all the power that they need to have now, actually does something to act on it. You know, Commissioner Murphy has been pretty involved in this for, for quite some time, but I really need Commissioner Anthony and Commissioner Hyatt to check in and begin taking a proactive approach, put a plan together and implement it instead of all of this reactionary stuff that we've been doing. You know, and these things can happen. You only need to look north at Kansas, where they've regulated quite well. You need to look east to Arkansas, where they've also handled their seismicity issues. We just keep burying our head in the sand and pretending like it's not happening. We're exposing our constituents to ever-increasing risk, both to their finances and their property. Our answer should not be and cannot be buy insurance. That is a terrible solution.